Shubis, Tafidar, Rauf, Amul Beis, Shir Nun Ches.
Tanur Abona. Ezehu Almonas Isa, Kol Sheinba, Loi Mishum Mamzeris, Loi Mishum Nasinus, Loi Mishum Avde Malachim. Which is the case of Almonas Isa, anyone that doesn't have Mamzeris, Nasinus, Avde Malachim. What's going on over here? It says Rashi, Ezeo Amonas Isa, Sheyidu Alav Sheikshera. What is Sheyidu Alav Sheikshera? Says the Ritva. Rashi's Meduyik, that this is going back on the statement that Heyid Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amonas Isa Sheikshera. So that means that this is really, this Tanur Rabbanan, this Tosefta is going back on the Almonas Isa we were speaking about previously. Ezeo Almanas Isa, Kol She'ein Ba'loi Mishum Mamzeris, Lo Mishum Nesiris, Lo Mishum Avdei Malochim. Toisvis, the bottom Toisvis, says, Kosha L'Rabbein Utam Al Girzus HaSvarim D'Garsi Almanas Isa. And he has a cheshbon kasha dimkein. You have to see what the kasha is. We'll see later. The Yisrael Rabbi Yosef Almanas Isa ksheir of a machshir lekamon shtoik mamzir v'kol shkein demachshir ba'almanas Isa kinemucha chasugya perak chasur yuchsan avehedya Rabbi Yosef Almanas Isa psula. So Yisrael seems to have says the stira if according to the gears of Efanenu it's a stira lekach moichek Rabbeinotan Almanas v'goras ezu Isa unyin bask tani. So Tosis takes out the Girsa of Almanas Isa. Sounds like Tosis is distancing this bright Tosefta from what we were speaking about before. Before we were talking about Almanas Isa. So Tosis, now we're talking about Isa, and the two have nothing to do with each other. The Choyra, Rashi and Tosis are arguing. What's the Isa de Machloikas? Akoponim, it says over here that it takes a while to understand Bechla what this bright is. State in the price is Almanas Isa Kol Sheim Balo Mishum Mamzeris Mishum Nesiris Nusha Avdik Malochim Amar Ameir Shomati Shekol Sheim Ba Echad Mikol Eilu Masin Lekuhuna Reb Shem Ben Elazar Mishum Ameir Vechin Ayer Mishum Menasi Ayer Mekidvar Av Eizu Almanas Isa Kol She Nitma Basav Yikchol Makir Yisu Mamzeris Shabeneihem Vein Makir Chol Shabeneihem. That's the end of the Tosefta. And now the Gemara is going to pick it apart step by step. Amar Mar Eizu Almanas Isa Kol Sheim Balo Mishum Mamzeris Mishum Nesiris which seems to be that the only time is when there's a suffix chol, not the other sfeikas. Says the Gemara, hachol kosher. Only by chol do we say almanas isa is kosher. Ma'ish nahanach diaraisa chol nami diaraisa. What's the difference? They're all sfeikas diaraisa, so why should it make a difference? Visu another question. Amar Meir shemati kol she'ein bo echon mikol elu masin lakuna. Meir then says afterwards, after chacham come in, the Tanakama comes Meir and says that if you don't have any of these things, then it's going to be kosher. Then it sounds like saying the same thing as Hainu Tanakama. Visu a third question. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rameir, Chen Rav Shimon Asi Omer, Kitvar, Eizu Amanas Isa Kol She Nitma Basavik Chol, Makin Yisom, Mesem Shabineim, Vein Makirin Chalon Shabineim, Ha Amrit Reisha Chol Kosher. That question is the Machlok, because we're showing you exactly how to understand it. But the Gemara is asking three kashas. The Gemara doesn't understand all a kasha on each mandamar. Tanakama doesn't make any sense. Why should there be a difference between Chol and the other Psulim? And then Rameir doesn't make any sense. Rameir is the same thing as the Tanakama. And then Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon Manasseh doesn't make any sense. The way Rashi learns, it's a stira min eubei. Because on the one hand, you start off saying, Eizu amanas isa kosher nitma basafik chol. Sounds like you're saying safik chol is kosher. And then afterwards you say, makirin Yisrael, mamzirin shebeneim, makirin chalon shebeneim. It sounds like you're saying chol is pasul. So what's going on? Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, we're talking about a whole different thing. Mamzer tzavach v'chol shoysik ike beinayu. We have to understand that this Tosefta is talking about a case of mamzer tzavach v'chol shoysik. Tanakama savar kol psul de kari lei v'shasik pasul. Tanakama holds anytime a servant's puzzle, and he calls him that kol pasul de kari lei v'shasik, and he's quiet and he's puzzle. This is how you have to learn the Tanakama. Eizu Amanas Isa, Kol She'ein Ba loishtoik mamzeris, loishtoik nesinas, loishtoik avdei malachim, loishtoik chol. You don't have any of these things. Because the shtoik would cause that now we would have a reason to think that that he's now taka, what we're accusing him of being. So if it would be shtoik nesinas, he'd be a nasin. Shtoik avdei malachim, he'd be an eved. And says the Tanakam also shtoik chalo. V'kama l'rameir hanachu dekapasa lebekal. Avol shtoik chalo kosher. That's what Rameir was saying. What are the words of Rameir? Rameir says, "Shamati kol she'ein bo echad mikol elu masiyan lekuna." What does it mean? She'ein lo echad mikol elu. It means kol elu aside for cholo. That's what the Gemara says now. When Rameir is saying it, hanach to kapasale bekol. Avol shtoik cholol kosher. So what does it mean? Kol she'im bo echad mikol elu. Mikol elu from the things that the Tanakhama mentioned. The Tanakhama only mentioned mamzer, nasin, and eved. So only those that you mentioned, I would say that the shtika is going to work. But shtoik cholol is going to be kosher. Even though the Tanakhama holds even shtoik cholol is kosher. So Rashi explains that Tanakama just gave examples, but Avada the Tanakama meant also Shtoik Chol is going to be possible. And Rameir comes and says, no, only the ones that you said are the ones that Shtika is going to work for. But the ones you didn't say, the one that you assumed, which is Shtoik Chol over there, says Rameir, Shtoik Chol is going to be kosher. The Kamala Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanakama, comes along with Shimon Elazar and he says, the Tanakama to Rameir, Ishmi Yilach to Machshir Rameir B'Shtika, if you're right that Rameir is Machshir B'Shtika, Loi Dekar the Chol V'Shasik, the Cholay Mamzer V'Shasik, there's one case taka where it's going to be, which is when it's called the Mamzer, V'Hai D'Shasik, Sover Mamzer Kola Islay, Avol Mamzer V'Tzavach, Chol V'Shoisik, is going to be possible. So we have a machlokes as follows. The Tanakama holds anytime you call him something and he's shasak, it's going to be the din is, it's going to be possible. And Rameir comes along and says it's always true aside for in a case of chol. In a case of chol, even if he's shoysek, we'll say this that he's shoysek is because he doesn't kill a chpislei. And comes along Rav Shimon Menasian and says, no, the case when we're going to say that he's going to be possible is not a case of chol adarab, it's in a case of mamzer. Case of Mamzer V'Shasek is the case when he is going to be Kosher. Why? Because he holds Mamzer Kala Islay. But when's the case he's Pasul? In the case of Chol V'Shasek, he's going to be Pasul. But the Ishtik Sover Mistaya Dolo Mafkele Mikol. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, Rabbi Yossi Amar Shasek, Shtoik Mamzer Kosher, Shtoik Chol Pasul. It seems to be in Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says there's two different ways of saying over here. First, we have one Tana that says Rabbi Yossi Yom Shtoik Mamzer Kasher Shtoik Chol Pasul. Tanya Idach Shtoik Chol Kasher Shtoik. It's not clear. It's also Rabbi Yossi. The Mefarshim say, is this also Rabbi Yossi? It's not clear. It's also Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it's also Rabbi Yossi. It just didn't need to mention it because we're going to assume this is also Rabbi Yossi, and then it's a steer to Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yossi. The other pshat in the Rishonim is that it's not necessarily Rabbi Yossi, it's just that how could you have svar safuchas? How could you have one mandar Omar saying this way, the other mandar saying the exact opposite?
Maybe there was Rabbi Yossi?
No, the first one's for sure Rabbi Yossi. Tani Chada Rabbi Yossi, Oimer Shtoik Mamzer Kasher Shtoik Chal Pasul. That's Rabbi Yossi. Tani Idach Shtoik Chal Kasher Shtoik Mamzer Pasul. So either Rabbi Yossi now said the other one, just the Gemara neglected to mention it because this, you know, we're contrasting to Rabbi Yossi's. Or the second one's not Rabbi Yossi. It's just how could you have two man to Amrim that are saying the exact opposite of each other? Says the Gemara, Lokasha, Tanakama, Libidir Rab Meir, Farbshim Ben Elazar, Libidir Rab Meir. And that's basically going to end up going to be those manda armim. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi, this is the way that we come out in our Gemara. Our Gemara is coming out over here that we're not talking about a case, a regular case, when it says Almanas Isa Kol She'ein Bo Lo Mishum Amzeres Lo Shein Asin Lo Mishum Avdei Melachim. It's not talking about a regular case of Almanas Isa. It's talking about a special case of Shtoik. And it's not the Vardas, the Zechila, because one's Diraisa, the other one's Dirabanan. They're all Diraisa. It's just we have reason to assume certain Shtikas are going to make us think that over here he's going to be Shtika Koida, and other Shtikas that are not going to make us think that way. So what's going on exactly? So we said it, that the Gemara's Lashon is, the Gemara says, Shtoik Mamzir, I'm sorry, Mamzir V'Tzavach, Chol V'Shosak. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So, the Rishonim say, the Ran and other Rishonim we'll see in the Pnei Yeshua, Rishonim say that over here, the Gemara means to say is that we're talking about the case where they accused him of two things. The same person is being accused of two different things. First, he's accused of being a Mamzer, and then he's accused of being a Cholol. The first time his response was a tzvicha. The second time his response was a shtika. The fi zeh, we can understand, says the Rishonim, why it is bechlal that we are paying attention to his shtika. Because we know that if a person calls someone something, he doesn't automatically have to respond. As a matter of fact, says the Ran, that Adirabba, someone that doesn't respond, it shows more that his lineage is in place, intact, because he didn't even feel that it was worthy of a response.
Gemara over here is much opposite,
no? Hold on. The Gemara in Asura Yuchsin says, Yichusa de Bavel hainu shtikusa. The Yichus in Bavel is shtikla, someone that feels that their reputation is so impregnable that even though someone threw out a attack or a accusation, but it doesn't mean anything to him, therefore shtikusa is yichusa. So why in our Gemara over here are we saying that if he's shasak all of a sudden, that's bringing to question his yichus?
Why is being shasak make a problem? Maybe the guy, the person is crazy, he called him out and he argued with him. I call him a chal also, so you just forget it and just start not talking to him. Why? Because it was a...
Because it was a...
No,
but
then it's separate.
Also, Mamzer is much more of a...
Because it's part of the other Mamzer. Otherwise, we'd have a question. Like, yeah, it seems pretty obvious that one's being quite expelled. So I guess, why?
So this is why we're bechlal being misyaches at all to the shtika. We're being misyaches to shtika because the shtika is coming together with, if a person contrasts it with his other response, so you see he's responding. Once you see he's responding, he doesn't have that status of yichus. Now he's obligated to respond.
Over here, according to the Tanakhama, shtikas are idah.
What?
What would the Tanakhama do with that Gemara and Gittin? He says, the Tanakhama says over here, shtikas are idah.
It's shtikas only idah because over here, first he was savach, and then afterwards he was shasak.
That's what's happening according to the
If you look in Taisvis Lachaira, we see that Taisvis says not like that. Taisvis Dibra Maskil Mamzer Tzavach V'Cholol Shoisek Ika Benayu. Taisa says, Mamzer Tzavach v'chol shoyse kika b'inai. He says, Taisa v'stema. The havelei l'meimar, Mamzer Tzavach v'shosak. V'chol shoyse kika b'inai. The b'mamzer shoyse k'nami pligi da machshule Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Taisa says, why does the Gemara just say Mamzer Tzavach and Chol Shoisek? The Gemara should say Mamzer Tzavach v'Shoisek v'Chol Shoisek ikabinayu. Because they argue also in the case of Mamzer Shoisek, not just in the case of Chol Shoisek. So says the Pnei Yeshua, I see that Taisa seems to be learning that these are totally separate cases. That we're arguing in a case of Mamzer Tzavach, and we're arguing in another case of Chol Shoisek. And those are two different cases. There's two different situations. That's the way Taisus learns. It's Trei Milininu. U'b'chol Chad Minayu Shayach Plukta D'Tanoi. However, if you look in Rashi, says Taisus, he says, the Farish B'Kavanas Rashi, Neged Amuvuar B'Divrei HaToisvus, which is that it's all Chana Milsehi, it's Mamzer Tzavach V'Chol Shoisek, is all one case. And he brings that that Chen Matzasi Lehedya B'Lashon Haran. So the Chayra, we're left still with Akasha of the Ran. The Ran says that in Bavel shtikusa zui yichusa. So why over here, if it's talking about two separate cases, total separate cases, why does he have to be tzavach b'chlal? If we say you're contrasting his original response and his secondary response, then I understand once he starts defending himself, why all of a sudden does he stop in the middle? It must be that now he's being maideh. But according to Tosis, that it's two totally separate cases. L'chayra, why over here do we have to listen to what he's saying?
How do you see that exactly from
Tosis?
Because he said you should ask
like
Mamzer
Shoisek. It should say Mamzer Tzavach V'Shoisek. Why should it say Mamzer Tzavach V'Shoisek if it's one case?
That shows you that Mamzer Tzavach is separate from Chol Shoisek.
Correct. Because if it's one case, Mamzer Tzavach V'Shoisek, and then Chol Shoisek is not. That's not a case. Elamite, one case Mamzer Tzavach. Another case is Mamzer Shosak. Another case is Chol Shosak. We're going to see, according to Tosfos, it's going to come out that they're arguing also in a case of just Mamzer Tzavach alone. What's the machloek is in the case of Mamzer Tzavach? That we'll have to see. But according to Rashi, there's no argument about Mamzer Tzavach. Mamzer Tzavach is only what's bringing us Bechlal, that we have to reckon with the fact that there's a shtika here. So according to Tosfos, why do we reckon with the shtika? Says the Ritva. Pshat in Tosfos is that we're not talking about a regular person that has a squeaky clean reputation. The person we're talking about is an Almanas Issa. What does that mean? We said we're talking about Almanas Issa. And in the case of Almanas Issa, where someone is saying, you are the Cholol. So if a person has stellar reputation, if they have stellar yichus, so then they have no need to stoop themselves to respond to this accusation. And says the Ran, in such a case based on the Gemara, shtikusa zui yichusa. But this person for sure doesn't have such a great yichus. Why not? Because it's Almanas Issa. So because this yichus is already in question, therefore, the accusation is going to require that this person responds. Memeila, Taisus learns that just Chol V'Shoisek already is going to be a din. That is going to be Pasul. Or we would entertain Pasul. What does Rashi hold? The Chayr Rashi holds the case of Almanas Issa doesn't make sense to make accusations. What's the case of Almanas Issa, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone remember what the case is, Almanas Issa? What? According to Rashi, what's the case? Rashi, the simple case of Rashi is Safik Karev Law, Safik Karev Law, that happened to the mother-in-law 30 years ago, right? And it's Safik Karev Law, Safik Karev Law. According to Rashi's case, it doesn't really make any sense to say that someone's accusing her that she is the Cholol of her Safik. Because there's no way for anyone to know that. The same when we said this Isha can't be Boydekes Vinises. Why not? This happened 30 years ago. How is she supposed to know? So too, someone walks off the street and says, you are a Cholol. Or you are a Boyel Cholol. How's this person supposed to know? So it doesn't make any sense that the what's driving her to respond to this accusation is the fact that she's Almanas Issa. Because Almanas Issa is a problem that happened 30 years ago that no one could know anything about. Therefore, Rashi has to say, so what's making us realize that this shtika has value? Only because she was savach to the first accusation, and she's shasak to the second accusation. That's the way Rashi learns. However, Tosfos learns that the case of Amonas Issa is a svek sveka. The svek sveka is, there's a suffix that happened to a while ago, which was, there's a suffix chol. But there's a second suffix. This Isha herself is a suffix, because there's a suffix, if she is the suffix chol, on that suffix, this Isha herself could be boidekas. That suffix there is right now, we said, according to Tosfos, way to clarify, if I am involved in the suffix Cholol. That's why we said, according to Tosfos, who's Boydekes? This Isha in front of us is the Boydekes. So if that's true, she could be Mavar. If someone accuses her of being the suffix Cholol, so then that warrants that she should have to respond. Memela, this machloik is machloik of Lishitas. Says the next Tosfos, Abul Mamzer Tzavach v'chol shoysek pasul v'im toimer Mamzer Tzavach minolei de pasul Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. How do we know Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar pasul's Mamzer Tzavach? According to Rashi, this question doesn't start. Rabbi Shimon doesn't pasul Mamzer Tzavach. Mamzer Tzavach is just the beginning of the case of chol shoysek. It's Mamzer Tzavach v'chol shoysek. It's the case when he first was a mamzer. Someone said mamzer, and he was tzavach, and then someone said chol was shosak. But it's not two different cases. Tosfos asks a question. Says Tosfos, "Vim taimar mamzer tzavach minolei the pasul shem ben alazar." That's Tosfos l'shitasai. Tosfos says there's two different cases over here. So I know they argue in a case of shtika koida, like the Gemara talks about. How do you know they also argue in a case of mamzer tzavach? This whole kash is only Tosfos l'shitas. Says Tosfos, Vomari, midaktani b'mil say, Ezu isa kol shenitma basavek chol. V'lohamilin l'meimer, ela makirin yisom amzerin shebeneim, ve'in makirin chalon shebeneim. Dimina shamin in the chol tzavach de kasha. Ki heichid lo hutzuch lashmin kol shenitma basavek mamzer. Ela vadai, osilin meidak, the cholol tzavach davka kosher, hamamzer tzavach pasul. Says Tosfos, it's just a diuk in the lashon, in the way that it was phrased, that we said that he expressed himself, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar expressed himself when he said that it's davka in a case of cholol tzavach is kosher, but mamzer tzavach is going to be basul because he emphasized this idea of cholol tzavach. So you see, mamzer tzavach is going to be pasul. Why is mamzer tzavach pasul? He was tzavach. So why is he pasul? When he's shasak, the case of chol shasak, I understand. Then you have shtika ke'aida. But in the case of mamzer tzavach, how is he? How is he possible? So being that a person be'etzem shouldn't have to be tzavach if his yichus was a good yichus. So the choira, this that his tzavach is adarabah, he's choishesh for his yichus, and therefore he's going to be pasul.
Makes him look guilty from the fact that he's
screaming. Being that we say, Makirin Yisrael, Mamzerin Shebeneyem. So therefore, the fact that he's screaming, it must be that there's something suspicious here. Now, Lechayra, if we're talking about a case when there was a Suffolk Mamzer in the Mishpacha, so then Avada, he should have to scream. Because there's already a Suffolk that was Chal here. Must be, Tosfos understands. The case of Mamzer Tzavach is where there was no Suffolk on the family. The case of Cholol Shosak is when there is a Suffolk on the family. Because if there's a Manashach, you're telling me that by Cholol, he has to be Tzavach. And by Mamzer, he doesn't have to be Tzavach. So it must be talking about that the case of Mamzer is when we didn't have Sveikas. Because my Makirin Yisrael, Mamzerin Shebeneim, so there's no Suffolk, and still he's being Tzavach. Therefore, the fact that he's making such a big deal is a reason for us to think that Hidafka is a Mamzer. Mashenki, in a case of Cholol, where he's Shasak, so the reason why he's being Shasak is we're saying, even though he should be tzavach over there because we have sveikas mikoyach to mishpacha. So therefore, the shtika is going to be koida. In this shtika koida is a machloikas over here in the achroinim. According to Tosis, we're talking about a case when there's a suffix on the family. So now, by cholo, he's Chol v'shasak. According to the mandama, it says Chol v'shasak is going to be pasul. That's what we said. That's the machloikas. Mamzer tzavach Chol shasak pasul ikabeinayim. So now there was a suffolk cholol in the family. Now that this person is shasak, does everyone else in the family become kosher?
No, because there's still a suffolk in the family.
Do you say shtika kahida is going to now be matir the rest of the family? Because this one person is now being shasak, therefore the rest of the family is clearly going to be matir. Or do you say no? That even though the shtika kahida over here, but that's only klapi making this person into a chol. Klapi the rest of the family, it's matir, it's machloik, it's the chelkas mechoikik and the beit shmur. Chalkas Mechoikek says, over here there's no more suffolk in the family. The family was Almanas Isa, there was a suffolk in the family, according to Tosfos. That was before there was the Shtika. Now that you have a Shtika, there's no more suffolk in the family. And the Beit Shmuel says, the Shtika only tells us over here that that there is a valid suffolk. But it doesn't create that there's going to be a umdun, a divadai, clap everyone else. Maybe the machloikis is as follows. Normal, a shtika koida only helps for a person himself. A shtika koida only helps for a person himself. A shtika doesn't help for a different person. Adam neman al atzmoi. The shaila is over here. Is the Gemara using the classic regular umdino of shtika? And if it's the regular umdino of shtika, then it's only going to be Neman clapping himself. Or are we saying over here that this is we're saying from the fact that he's shasak? So now Bezdin has themselves in umdino, not just mikoyach the not because shtika koyda, but the lashon of the Gemara is I the shasak savar. That there's another circumstantial evidence to the fact that over here, in fact, this person is a is the chalal. If that's true, then it'll be neman kapi everyone.
Or is that mean because the shtika bezdin is a kaya?
Yeah, because of the shtika, their bezdin has an umdina. It's not because of the nemanus of his shtika. There's an umdina mikoyach the shtika. So Tosis starts off the sugya. Tosis on Amud Aleph and Yudal Amud Aleph. Tosis Akasha says Tosis Kosher the Rabbeinu Tam Al Girsus Asvarim the Garsi Almanas Isa. The Girsa in front of us is Ezu Almanas Isa, and that's we said is the Chayra Klor Rashi's Girsa. Says Tosis, I don't understand him. Came Isla Rabbi Yosi Almanas Isa Kshera. It must be comes out that Rabbi Yosi Almanas Isa is Kshera. The machshir the kamon shtoik mamzir. The kol shchein the machshir ba'almanas isa kine muchik pasugya. Tosfos says if your machshir shtoik mamzir, for sure your machshir almanas isa. Ubeperek asar yuchsin amar behedid Rav Yosi almanas isa psula. And later on, it seems to say clear almanas isa is pasul. So it comes out a stira in Rabbi Yosi. It says, Taisis v'yei l'kach moichik Rabbeinu Tam almanas v'goris ezu isa. Ulin yabas k'toni v'koi. It's only going on the bas. Not on almanas isa, but the bas of the isa. Azoy zok Taisis. So Rabbi Yosi, the kasha is, what does Rashi do with Taisis' question? Rashi seems to be guards to talking about Amanas Isa. The Ritz was Madaik in Rashi. Rashi says, Ezo Amanas Isa, Sheyidu Alav, Sheikshera, Sheyidu Alav is going back to Heyid Alav, Rabbi Yudav and Mesera. Amanas Isa. Toysa says, then it should come out, according to my Cheshman, that Rabbi Yosi holds over here, Machshir Amanas Isa. And Rabbi Yosi, Behedya in Asar Yochsin, Rabbi Yosi says, Amanas Isa Psula. Pshat Rashi Lachor is as follows. What was the Tosis' Raya? Because Rabbi Yosi is Machshir Shtoik Mamzir. For sure, Rabbi Yosi is Machshir Almanas Isa. Tosis seems to connect the case of Shtoik Mamzir to the case of Almanas Isa. If you're Machshir and Shtoik Mamzir, you're for sure Machshir Almanas Isa. How is Tosis doing that? Lachor, Tosis going Lashitasai. Now, what's the case of Shtoik Mamzir? What's Shtoik Mamzir talking about? What's happening in that case of Shtoik Mamzir? It's being Shtoik to a case of Almanas Isa. So if you're Machshir Shtoik Mamzir, for sure you're Machshir Almanas Isa. Because Almanas Isa is, because Shtoik Mamzir is a case when there's a suffix on this Isha. And she was Shtoik on top of that. So Kol Shchein, you're going to be Shtoik. It's going to be true by regular Almanas Isa. However, Rashi l'shitasai, the Rashi learns that the case of Shtoik Cholol has nothing to do with the case of Almanas Isa. It's two totally separate cases. It's two totally different sugyas. The sugya of Almanas Isa is a sugya when we're talking about we have a suffik, which is a suffik b'metzias. It was suffik karav law, suffik karav law. We all know what the suffik is. There's no way for us to clarify the suffik. That's one shaila. That's Almanas Isa. There's another Shiloh, which is a Shiloh of Shtoik Cholol, which is a whole different Shiloh. And there's something, that's a Shiloh, whether or not we don Shtika Koidah, they have nothing to do with each other. The Meila, according to Rashi, there's no stira between Rabbi Yosi. So says Tosfos. So Jesus says, "V'shem Rabbeinu Tam, it's moichik almonas Isa, it's goyres ezu Isa, l'inyan bas k'tani." So Jesus says, "We're talking about the bas. So if that's true, says Jesus, l'kum tochois when we say ezu Isa is k'sheira, it's only talking about that the bas is kosher." Eino chanami almonas Isa herself is psula. But over here, we're saying that the bas, the isa, is the bas is going to be kshera. And The previous Toisvis Dimascha Amanas Isa, Toisvis there said that even according to the Mando Amar that holds Amanas Isa is Kshera, but the Bas, which doesn't have a Cheskas Kasheris, Bas is going to be Psula. And over here, Toisvis says Pum Fakert. Toisvis is saying that even though over here, the Isa herself is going to be Kshera, according to Rabbi Yossi. But the Bas is going, the even though the Bas is going to be Kshera, the Ish is going to be Psula. So come to Chayis, according to Toisvis, Apel de Kazach, the man Darmer holds, Amanas Isa is Kshera, holds the Bas is Psula. And the man Darmer holds, Amanas Isa is Psula, holds the Bas is Kshera. It's a Pelotsim and Toisvis. Chorinim asks Kasha, there's many different mahalchim how to understand Pshat and Toisvis. Okay, Rabbi said, we're going to leave off with that question on this Toisvis, the Stira and Toisvis, and there's a Marsha, there's a Rashash, Ramshif, other things to see. What I'd like to do is, tomorrow I would like to try to do the next Mishnah. We could. Tomorrow, perhaps also Tuesday, we'll see how the Mishnah goes. And then after that, start the next Sugya, which is a Sugya on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, a Sugya of Shtaris. It's a totally different sugya. I figured that we Baruch Hashem did a lot of work on the sugya of Chazakas. I think that the Elam worked very hard on the sugyas, but I think that it's kedai. We're doing Ksubis. Reb David wrote an entire sefer just on Shtaris, so I think it's kedai for us to be toyim at least a little bit of the Yisaidis that are here, that we should see a little bit more of Ksubis. So we're going to starting that either Tuesday or Wednesday. The next 2 days we're going to be chazering everything that we've done here. And the last, there is another sugi here of called the Parish Merubai Parish and called Kavu Kemechza Amechza. But we'll do whatever we can. There will not be shir tomorrow. Tuesday is still a question of whether or not we're going to finish this. This Gemara over here in the first parak, we're going to be starting the second parak.